Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, good Tuesday afternoon to each and every one of you, wherever you might be out there in Stand in the Gap territory. On behalf of Sam Rohr and David Kistler, I'm Gary Dahl, and we are delighted to be with you today. We thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company. But we've got to say, and we will say right up front here, that the news that we're going to be talking about on the program today is not good news. It's quite sad news, particularly for the evangelical community. As a pastor, it's terrible news, and I'm speaking for myself. I've been going through stacks of stuff this morning in my study and like I was saying to Sam and Dave, I don't know that I have heart trouble, but I've had chest pains today. The thing has really worked me up. And we're going to be talking about today what Tony Campolo has said. And, of course, he is a well-known evangelical leader across this nation and no doubt around the world. Over the years, he's produced videos. He's produced radio books. He's been on the radio and the television and, a leader in the American Baptist Church, the American Baptist Convention, as well as a professor at Eastern University. And certainly we do realize that our flagship station, WFYL, is right there in that area. It covers where Tony Campolo lives, and probably a lot of you may be his fans. I do not know. But this is a situation that we need to deal with, and we're going to deal with it rather extensively today in the program and invite you, obviously, to not only listen, but we're going to give you the opportunity to phone in today. Normally, we have what we call Phone In Friday, but we're going to open the phone lines today if you want to make comments on this. The toll-free number to call is 1-877-667-1180, or there in the Philadelphia area, it's 610-539-TALK. That is 610-539-8255. And so feel free to call, and when you do call in, we may not get to you right away. I would just suggest that first come, first serve. So if you want to call, I would get on the line soon and be willing to wait a little bit because we do have some information that we want to get out. But we would welcome your comments. And so the number to call is 1-877-667-1180, toll-free is what that is. And then the local number in the Philadelphia area is 610-539-TALK. That translates into 610-539-8255. And what we're going to do here, I'm just going to ask, first of all, Brother Sam to make a comment, and then Brother Dave to make a comment, and then I'm going to do some reading of Tony Campolo's statement. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, what he has done is come out in support of homosexuals and homosexual marriage. Ruth Gladhill, who is a contributing editor to Christianity Today, says that one of the most influential evangelical Christians in the United States has called for full inclusion of gay couples into the life of the church. And, of course, that literally comes from Tony Campolo's statement where he says, "It has taken countless hours of prayer, study, conversation, and emotional turmoil to bring me to the place where I am finally ready to call for the full acceptance of Christian gay couples into the church." And so, it just continues to go downhill from there. So before I get into any more of what he has to say, and I do want to present a good bit of this to you because you need to hear what he says, I want to go to Sam and then Dave for your comments. Sam?
Okay, Gary, just briefly, because most of what we want to say, I think, is going to come out of the statement. But the reason, I'll go this direction. The reason that we think this is important and needs to be stated is because here in this case, we've been talking about the actions of the Supreme Court. We've been asking our people to pray for the justices and their relationship to what they determined to be the definition of marriage. We are all fully aware around this country. I've already done two interviews this morning with relative to this particular issue, not the statement, but this broader issue of the court and what it means. And the reason it's important is that when you have leaders who come and make a statement such as what he is stating, that now he's changing a position on something that is of such controversy culturally, but we would say not controversially biblically, it's not controversial, but when this happens, it needs to be addressed, lest people think that, well, here's an authority and here's somebody who is a preacher, and I guess we have to go with them because look what the preacher's saying. We believe that it needs to be set straight and recalibrate these statements in light of scriptures. I'm going to stop right there, and Dave, have some comments, I'm sure.
Well, Sam and Gary, let me just say this. The scripture is very clear in 1 Timothy 5 that those that are sinning, and it's referring to the elders, rebuke before all that others may fear. And I think it's more than appropriate that we take this time to address the very clear and unequivocal statements of Tony Campolo. And Gary, what you're going to be reading momentarily, I'm sure it'll come up in the next segment and go into the third segment, but what you're going to be reading is actually an official statement from Mr. Campolo about this shift in his thinking. And gentlemen, I've got a whole lot to say, but I'm going to say this, and then Gary, we'll go back to you. In his statement, what I think is probably more stunning to me than anything about it is that he does not cite a single verse of scripture to support his change in position. Down through the years, he has never said anything like this, not to this degree. He has kind of waffled on the issue. He's been ambiguous on the issue. In his own statement that will be read shortly, he uses the word ambiguity. But he's never come out and said this. But when he comes out and initiates this change, this dramatic, unbiblical change that really, gentlemen, could not come at a worse time, he does not cite a single verse of scripture to support that change. To me, gentlemen, that is absolutely stunning.
Well, it is stunning. And ladies and gentlemen, we will give you that statement when we come back. But, you know, before we go to the break, just we want to remind you that Tony Campolo is a Baptist minister. He was once a spiritual advisor to former President Bill Clinton. He's always been a progressive evangelical, but in spite of that, he has until now spoken out against gay marriage, but he basically says it's time to include gay couples fully into the church. He says the exclusion and disapproval they receive from the Christian community must now end. Campolo insists that this is an issue that's before us, and that the church, he warns that the church is in danger of repeating the same kinds of mistakes it made when it supported slavery and opposed the ministry of women. Now, those are just some excerpts, and when we come back, I will share the entire statement of Tony Campolo. This is serious business, folks. If you want to make a comment, you may call 1-877-667-1180, toll-free, or the local number in Philadelphia is 610-539-8255. We will be back with more right after this. Stay tuned.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing, as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, And Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America, using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
This is Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, and I'm thrilled to announce that BJU Press, the Christian homeschool curriculum leader, has come alongside APN as a national sponsor of Stand in the Gap today. Together, we share a commitment to further a true biblical worldview and to follow Jesus' command to be salt and light to the culture. BJU Press provides academically sound educational materials designed to fully equip children for college and the workplace. As postmodern culture seeks to eliminate God from the classroom, BJU Press integrates biblical truth into curricula that's accurate, dependable, and exceeds all national academic standards. APN welcomes BJU Press as a national partner and sponsor of Stand in the Gap today. If you're a parent and want to find out more, visit BJU Press online at bjupresshomeschool.com or by calling 800-845-5731. Again, we at APM welcomes BJU Press as a national partner as together we work to instill Christian values in the generations to follow.
So, thank you for coming to my town hall today and how wonderful Common Core is and how much money we got from the federal government for giving up control of education. Any questions?
So, Representative, we have adopted new National Common Core standards, but they are not higher than our existing standards, and they were never really tested.
Well, yes.
And now we have to retrain all our teachers again and make them teach from a script so they can teach to national tests?
Well, yes.
And buy lots of new computers and equipment and copyrighted lessons from the same people who are promoting Common Core?
Well, yes.
And we're going to share all our private, family, medical, disciplinary, and test results with people nationwide. Why are you supporting it?
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians Against Common Core brought you this message. Go to nopacommoncore.com or call 484-678-2236.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
Withholding taxes from people's paychecks began this day, June 9th, 1943. Congress passed it as an emergency measure to get money to fight Hitler. The idea came from Beardsley Rummel, treasurer of Macy's and chairman of New York's Federal Reserve Bank. He called it the pay-as-you-go tax. So much money came in with so few complaints that it was continued after the war. But Americans weren't always taxed. In 1830, President Andrew Jackson wrote, "Through the favor of Providence, our country is blessed with prosperity and our citizens exempted from the pressure of taxation."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Today.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today. And you heard our announcer just say that you can help reverse cultural decline. That's what we do at American Pastors Network, and we're dealing with a head-up today. If you'd like to call in and participate in our discussion on the fact that Tony Campolo has come out in favor of same-sex marriage and same-sex couples in the church, you may call in toll-free 1-877-667-1180 or locally in the Philadelphia area, 610-539-1180. 8255. We will get to your calls, so once you call in, if you can, please hang in there. I want to read to you Tony Campolo's statement. This is actually what he put out. It's called For the Record, and I think it's only fair to Tony Campolo that we read this so that you understand what we are talking about and so that you understand what he is saying. And, of course, as we read down through this, we can make many observations and comments, and when I'm done, we'll go to Sam and Dave for some of the comments that need to be made as a result of this. It's just so blatantly unbiblical. But here's what he says, and these are his words, Tony Campolo. This is the statement that he released. And it says, "As a young man, I surrendered my life to Jesus and trusted in him for my salvation. And I've been a staunch evangelical ever since. I rely on the doctrines of the Apostles' Creed. I believe the Bible to have been written by men inspired and guided by the Holy Spirit. I place my highest priority on the words of Jesus, emphasizing the 25th chapter of Matthew, where Jesus makes it clear that on Judgment Day, the defining question will be how each of us respond to those he calls, quote, the least of these, end quote. From this foundation, I have done my best to preach the gospel, care for the poor and oppressed, and earnestly motivate others to do the same. Because of my open concern for social justice, in recent years I have been asked the same question over and over again. Are you ready to fully accept into the church those gay Christian couples who have made a lifetime commitment to one another? While I have always tried to communicate grace and understanding to people on both sides of the issue, my answer to that question has always been somewhat ambiguous. One reason for the ambiguity was that I felt I could do more good for my gay and lesbian brothers and sisters by serving as a bridge person, encouraging the rest of the church to reach out in love and truly to get to know them. The other reason was that, like so many other Christians, I was deeply uncertain about what was right. It has taken countless of hours of prayer, study, conversation, and emotional turmoil to bring me to the place where I am finally ready to call for the full acceptance of Christian gay couples into the church. For me, the most important part of the process was answering a more fundamental question. What is the point of marriage in the first place? For some Christians, in a tradition that traces back to St. Augustine, the sole purpose for marriage is procreation, which obviously negates the legitimacy of the same-sex unions. Others of us, however, recognize a more spiritual dimension of marriage, which is of supreme importance. We believe that God intends married partners to help actualize in each other the fruits of the Spirit, which are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, often citing the Apostle Paul's comparison of marriage to Christ's sanctifying relationship with the church. This doesn't mean that unsaved people cannot achieve the highest levels of spiritual actualization. Our Savior himself was single, after all, but only that the institution of marriage should always be primarily about spiritual growth. In my own life, my wife Peggy has been easily the greatest encourager of my relationship with Jesus. I'm not going to read all of that. I will go down and say that one reason I'm changing my position on this issue is that, through Peggy, his wife, I have come to know so many gay Christian couples whose relationships work in much the same way as our own. Our friendships with these couples have helped me understand how important it is for the exclusion and disapproval of their unions by the Christian community to end. We in the church should actually support such families. Furthermore, we should be doing all we can to reach, comfort, and include all those precious children of God who have been wrongly led to believe that they are mistakes or just not good enough for God simply because they are not straight. As a social scientist, I have concluded that sexual orientation is almost never a choice, and I've seen how damaging it can be to try to cure someone from being gay. As a Christian, my responsibility is not to condemn or reject gay people, but rather to love and embrace them and to endeavor to draw them into the fellowship of the church. When we sing the old invitation hymn, Just As I Am, I want us to mean it. And I want my gay and lesbian brothers and sisters to know it is true for them, too. Rest assured that I've already heard and in some cases made every kind of biblical argument against gay marriage, including those of Dr. Ronald Sider, my esteemed friend in college at Eastern University, and so forth. And finally he says this, however, I'm old enough to remember when we in the church made strong biblical cases for keeping women out of teaching roles in the church, and when divorced and remarried people often were excluded from fellowship altogether on the basis of Scripture. Not long before that, some Christians even made biblical cases supporting slavery. Many of those people were sincere believers, but most of us now agree they were wrong. I'm afraid we are making the same kind of mistake, which is why I am speaking out. I hope what I've written here will help my fellow Christians to lovingly welcome all our gay lesbian brothers and sisters into the church. All I have to say is, wow, I could have stopped and made 100 comments, but I promise we go to Sam and Dave, so Sam, you're up first.
Well, Gary, I think in succinct terminology, if I look at the overall statement by Tony, what he is saying and what he said by his wording is that a position to which he held, he, after much, he said, prayer and study, has now decided to change. That's a significant thing. One. Number two, he, as you said, and as Brother Dave said, he cites no scripture to indicate or to really justify his position other than the fact that that's just where he has come. The insinuation clearly in his statement is that God was never clear on the issue of marriage, or that God never established the real purpose for marriage, or never set any standards for what ought to be, and has made not the standard of holiness, of God's standard, the issue, but what seems to be an acceptable position what has become, he would say, a controversial issue of our time, but really, frankly, Gary and Dave, before God, is not controversial, has not changed, the nature of man has not changed, God's standard has not changed. So what we have, and this is the real key, which is really dangerous here, is you have someone who proclaims to say, I know Jesus, I'm a leading evangelical, he says, I have been preaching for a long time, he's 80 years old, he should have good standing and maturity, really. And I fear for him and others who take these positions, who actually come and make a statement that what God says is not true. There's another way to look at what God says. And it's not black and white. It's maybe gray. However you want to take that. This is not who God is, and it is not what the Bible says, Gary. So I'll just stop right there as a preliminary comment.
Okay, Dave?
Well, gentlemen, I think we need to go to the Scripture, since Mr. Campola did not cite any verses of Scripture. And I want to go to Leviticus 20, verse 13, where the Bible is very clear, unequivocally clear, that if a man lies with a man as he would lie with a woman, both of those that commit that act are an abomination to the Lord. And if I could speak personally with Mr. Campola, and of course I've never met him, I have listened to him speak down through the years, but never had the privilege of meeting him, I would like to ask him this question. At what point did this belief change in your mind and in your heart, and what kept you back from stating this current position, this endorsement of same-sex marriage, and the church needs to accept them? At what point did that change? What prompted that? Why did you not come to this conclusion years ago? And, gentlemen, the fact of the matter is this. The only reason he did not, could not, would not, up to this point, come to this current position years ago, the reason he could not do so was because the Scripture is unequivocally clear, and it was the Word of God that kept him from making the kind of statement he's making right now. So why the change? Why did all of that suddenly become something he's willing to endorse when he could not do that decades ago?
Well, he seems to indicate that he made the change out of the persuasion of his wife and some of his gay Christian friends, he says. Folks, if you would like to participate and in this conversation, give us a call, 1-877-667-1180 or 610-539-8255. We would love to hear from you if you want to participate in this discussion. We will be back with more. This is a heart-aching, a heartbreaking thing, but we must deal with it head on. This is Stand in the Gap Today.
These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country. But he that stands it now deserves the love and thanks of man and woman. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. Thomas Paine, The American Crisis, 1776.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. A Twitter account linked to ISIS leadership putting in a bold new threat. New video claiming it will, quote, liberate Baghdad very soon.
Separately, another ISIS media post claims the tribal leaders in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul, taken by ISIS a year ago, have now pledged their allegiance to the terror group, calling out the Iraqi politicians who they say have failed them by name.
Fox's Catherine Herridge.
A counterterrorism source who tracks ISIS social media tells Fox News that the loss of the tribal leaders is a major blow because the U.S. had worked so hard to win their loyalty and support.
Officials casting a wide net in the search for two convicted killers who broke out of a New York prison near the border with Canada. Authorities in Canada helping with the search, also as far away as in Mexico helping. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Hi, I'm Scott Newcomer with Christian Businessmen's Connection, CBMC. Are you a Christian businessman? Do you feel like an ambassador in your workplace? In 2 Corinthians 5:20, the Apostle Paul tells us that Christ followers are ambassadors for Christ. So do you feel like one? Do you know how to walk like one? If you'd like to learn more about how to be a marketplace ambassador, walking daily in intimacy with God, how to be discipled or disciple others, how to share your faith simply in the marketplace, how to apply biblical principles to your life, and have a group of like-minded Christian businessmen around you to encourage you, basically to be the man God designed you to be, right where you work, right where God has you, contact us at CBMC and get connected. Just go to cbmc.com or call me, Scott Newcomer, at 610-304-1493. That's 610-304-1493.
Working for your liberty right here in Philadelphia. Broadcasting freedom shining light throughout the tri-state area. Streaming freedom shining light from Philly to the nations. 1180 shining forth, we are the Freedom Station. WFYN.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Welcome back to Stand in the Gap Today. On behalf of Dave Kistler and Sam Rohr, I'm Gary Dull. We are talking about Tony Campolo, who is calling for full inclusion of gay and lesbian Christians into the church, and we are inviting you to participate in today's program, toll-free 1-877-667-1180 or 610-539-8255 in the local Philadelphia area where our flagship station is. We want to go to the phone lines, and we go to Mac. Mac, welcome aboard to Stand in the Gap today, sir.
Yeah, it's great to be on, and I'm just, as soon as I heard this, I wasn't scared, but definitely angry and upset. And Pastor Kistler alluded to something last week about how, as Spurgeon said, we need to take the sword out of the scabbard and start swinging it. But before we take it out, we need to know how to use it. And it's obvious that these people did not believe, like it says in Acts chapter 17, verse 11, where it says, "These were of a more noble sort than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so." And then you could go on and on and on in Timothy where it says, "ever learning and never able to come to knowledge of the truth." The only reason this has gotten so far out of whack, as in so many churches that my wife and I have seen down through the years have gotten way off base, is when they start moving the line over and the congregation itself does not check the scriptures to see if these things are so. This is totally unscriptural. I mean, we have the first nuclear holocaust, the nuclear blast, where God smoke checked Sodom and Gomorrah. So for this man to come out with this stuff, this serves as a wake up call to Christianity. I mean, this is basically an aerial quarter, an M80, a 55 gallon drum of C4, speaking figuratively, because I was part of the military, to Christianity. And what I mean Christianity, this guy uses the word Christians. Well, Christian means Christ-like. I don't know what kind of Christ he serves, but he's not the one that you serve, that we serve. He's way off, and it all started where people just don't check the scriptures. Because if they were looking at the scriptures to see if these things were so, like it says, this guy wouldn't have even gotten the first base. But he's way off the line, and calling these people his brothers. Backslidden Lot did the same thing. But I have to even wonder whether this guy's even saved or not. And I'll listen for Pastor Dave, Pastor Kistler to comment, but that's how I feel. And I think also in closing, where Jesus said, "This kind goeth not forth by prayer and fasting," those of us that are true Christians, that are following Christ, that have taken the first step, of believing it by being baptized and are endeavoring to follow Christ and are living separate lives, we need to get on our knees and we need to pray and fast for this, because this is really, really bad, and this is a wake-up call. I am wide awake right now. I work night shift, but I am wide awake right now. And America, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, we got to wake up and we got to get on board with what the Bible says, and we got to pray and we got to fast, because this is a mess.
Well, you're right, Mac. We agree with you 100%. Dave, your response?
Well, I think Mac has hit the nail squarely on the head. What's happening here, because Mr. Campolo in his statement, and Gary, it was a separate statement that he made of this shift, did not cite a single verse of Scripture. And tragically, there are sermons preached in mainline denominational churches all across this nation where this coming Sunday, not one verse of Scripture will be read. If a verse of Scripture is read, it is not interpreted correctly. It is not expounded upon in its context. And so we have a biblically illiterate congregations today that don't know exactly what the Word of God says. So that admonition that Paul, that is included there in the Scriptures about the Bereans being more noble than those of Thessalonica, and that they searched the Scriptures after receiving it, and they checked out what Paul said to see if it was so, certainly needs to take place today. And one of the passages I would like to cite is this, in Ephesians 5, verses 24 and 25, the Scripture says this, "Wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands." And then in verse 25, it says, "Husbands, love your wives." I would just be curious to know, with this shift on the part of Tony Campolo, where does he see his new position fitting into those verses of Scripture? Obviously, it does not. The Bible addresses husbands and wives. That's male and female. Husbands, love your wives. There is no even remote reference, Old or New Testament, in any sense of the word, to God even referring to marriage applying to two men or two women. So Mr. Campolo has a real biblical problem, and whatever his motivations are for this shift, Gary, they are certainly unbiblical to the core.
We want to go to another call. We take Carol. Carol, welcome to Stand in the Gap today. We'd like to have you make your comments, please. Carol?
thank you so much, and I just would like to say that I think this is a great program. I think that you guys are doing a spectacular job. And I think my comment is this. I don't know how any man could profess to know the Lord and be saved and preach the gospel, and he is not upholding what the Bible teaches about marriage, that marriage is between one man and one woman. And I think he would greatly influence the Supreme Court judges. I think one of my greatest fears is that pastors, there could be some pastors, and I would pray not, I would pray, God forbid, that some pastors might cave in and they might agree to marry these couples. And if they didn't, it would go very hard with them. They would face persecution like you wouldn't believe, and they may even have their church doors closed. And I think pastors have to be strong, and we have to stand up for the right. I think we as Christians have to stand up for what is right and what is biblical. And this could greatly affect our families, our church communities, our world. And it really is a sad thing. And we think about, you know, how troubled it makes us feel. But I think one thing, though the Bible plainly teaches us, let not your hearts be troubled, and neither let them be afraid, because we are in the last days, and God has shown us very clearly and very definitely that these things are going to happen before the end, before he returns. And so it really is a terrible thing, but I even felt like years ago that I was never quite comfortable with Tony Campolo. I'd heard him preach, but there was just something that just didn't make me feel quite right. And he certainly is denying what the Bible is teaching about marriage, that marriage is between one man and one woman.
I agree with you 100%, Carol, and you're right. I've never felt comfortable with Tony Campolo. Thank you, Carol, for your call. Sam, would you like to respond to Carol's comments there, please, sir?
I would. You know, and I thank her for her comments. You know, at the heart of the issue here is the Word of God authoritative? Does God prescribe in his law and give us through the Word of God a list of like a smorgasbord list of items where we pick and choose and do what we want? Or is he all about a moral and fixed standard that reflects the character and nature of God, and where we need to be speaking in terms of obedience to that? That is what is at stake here. Now, we're told scripturally that in the last days that men shall depart from the faith. They're going to pull to themselves people who have itching ears. They're going to tell them what they want to hear. I think this is exactly the type of thing that we're talking about. It is a very fearful position for anybody who says they are particularly a pastor or a Christian, as far as that goes, and then to say or take the liberty or feel they have the right to take and redefine something which God so clearly has already defined, and there's one way. That is a fearful thing. And when we talk about our country, Gary and Dave, and we say God's judgment upon us, God judges the nation that takes his law, that's very clear, and turns it upside down and redefines. That's why we're concerned about what the Supreme Court will do. But we're also equally concerned by when those in the pulpit stand up and say, I am a pastor, I am a man of God, but I have the right and to choose to redefine what God so willingly or so clearly has stated. This is the matter of grave concern to me, Gary and Dave.
It is. 1-877-667-1180, toll-free number. Or the local number in the Philadelphia area, 1-610-539-8255, if you want to participate. You know, this thing is really sad because not only has Tony Campolo come out and called for full inclusion of gay and lesbian Christians, he calls them that, bringing them into the church. There are those on the other side who claim to be Christian homosexuals who are really giving him praise for what he's done. There is a blog out there called The Blog of Brandon Robinson. The blog is called Revangelical. He says, a new day is dawning in Christianity indeed. The Spirit of God is moving on the heart of Christian pastors, leaders, and lay people alike, and causing many to return to the Scriptures again with fresh eyes, listening to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit, calling us to see a more expansive and inclusive vision for Christ's church. What you see there, ladies and gentlemen, is a person who claims to be a Christian. He himself is a homosexual, and he thinks that what is going on now with Tony Campolo coming out and saying that gays and lesbians should be included into the church is the moving of the Spirit of God on the hearts of Christian pastors and leaders. Your thoughts? 610-539-8255 or 1-877-667-1180. We're back with more right after this.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
As Christian financial advisors, we hold a biblical worldview and teach stewardship as a lifestyle. For over 30 years, we have taught families how to apply God's word to our daily lives. Our three-day stewardship lifestyle seminars are held in Bible-teaching churches across America. We go far beyond basic budgeting and dig into the meat of Scripture. We believe that principle without application often lead to frustration. This is Roy Russell with the Life Financial Group in Douglasville. We are just west of Pottstown on Route 422. Visit our website or read our weekly blog at thelifegroup.org. There you'll find videos and PowerPoints for our ministry to the local church. In addition to investing and actively managing over $100 million, we prepare hundreds of tax returns for believers around the area. Come in for a second opinion and see how a biblical worldview can positively affect your investing and financial planning. Call us at 610-385-4500. That's 385-4500. Or on the web at thelifegroup.org.
Securities offered through Janus Wealth Management, Inc. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
In 2 Timothy 3, verse 4, Paul tells Timothy, "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one entangled in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life." You know, the greatest accomplishment that we could ever achieve is the affirmation, "Well done." Paul's goal became about someday hearing those words from the one who enlisted him as a faithful soldier. "See, this was my soldier whom I am well pleased." Let's not get entangled with the praises of this world.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
The book of Nehemiah records an amazing story of how Nehemiah accomplished great things against all odds. I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. Though we have great national concerns today, all Israel had even greater concerns. A collapsed nation, a destroyed temple, a sacked capital, walls torn down, city gates burned with fire, the people living as captives in foreign lands. Yet God was mightily at work. First the enemy, King Cyrus himself, said he was moved of the Lord to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem, and he sanctioned the work. Then God raised up necessary leaders, the elders, priests, Ezra, volunteers, and then Nehemiah. Nehemiah's task? To organize the physical work of laying new foundations, rebuilding broken walls, and all in the face of enormous opposition. But Nehemiah did the work because he could say with confidence, "The good hand of my God is upon me." I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network, saying, be encouraged. Can you say with Nehemiah that God's good hand is on you? Because that's the key.
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources, categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and we are talking about evangelical leader Tony Campolo coming out saying that gays and lesbians and homosexuals should be welcome into the full membership of the church. And if you want to see his entire statement, you can simply Google Tony Campolo for the record, and you can see it. I wish we had time to really dissect this particular statement. We can't do it in its entirety, but there's a lot of stuff in there that's totally anti-biblical. He actually, Tony Campolo, is setting himself up as an authority over the Word of God, and that is scary to me. I'm glad we're on the victory side. We want to take another call. We go to Betsy. Betsy, welcome to Stand in the Gap today. Your comments, please.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I really enjoy your program. I just found it the other week.
Well, thank you.
I have probably a question and a comment. My comment is, as I heard you reading Mr. Campolo's statement today, it sounded as though he has no authority from God's Word, but he's listening to his wife. Did we not have leaders back in the Old Testament that did that, and you saw what happened? It just hit me. I mean, I went, wow, this is crazy.
It's interesting, Betsy, that one of the things that I wrote down in my paper here is, when have we come to the point where, you know, as spiritual leaders, we are to put our wives' opinion above the teaching of the Word of God, and of course, that's what he's done. Seems to me that Job said, curse God and die.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And you know, when you looked at Father Abraham, he listened to Sarah because she wanted a child. Well, look what we have in the world today. You cannot listen to your wife. You listen to God. And so I was just so taken back. But I, too, like the other callers, never really bought in to Tony Campolo. There was something that just in my spirit just did not settle. And so I've not really been a follower. I don't even know what he's doing. And this is the first I've heard in a long time. Mm-hmm. But my question was this. I may have missed it, and I apologize if I did. When you read his statement, was he stating that he believes now the church needs to welcome in the gay and homosexual couples, or is he saying he doesn't believe what God's Word says about being a homosexual? You know, does he believe that homosexuality is a sin, or is he just saying we need to love these people and let them come into the church?
Well, he does say that we need to welcome them yeah. into the church. Mm-hmm. We need to love them. We need to stop any kind of resistance against them. And this is his statement. Mm. He says, I'm finally ready to call for the full acceptance of Christian gay couples into the church. He does not say in his statement anything about homosexuality being sin, which we know that it is. It's an abomination unto God. Mm-hmm. But I believe that where he is welcoming them into the church, he in reality is sinning himself. Because he is bringing sinful ways into to the local church. Betsy, I appreciate your call. Our time is limited, but thank you very much for calling. Sam, I'm interested in your comments and what Betsy had to say.
Well, I think she asked a great question, and I think what you said is exactly correct. There's a difference here, see, between extending, for pastors or other leaders, church leaders within the church to extend unconditional grace and love to all who walk through the church doors, that is biblical and that is Christ-like. However, what he is saying is come on in as a gay couple. come on in as a Christian brother or sister who claims to be gay and living in that fashion, and we will accept you. That is the difference, because one is the acceptance of the behavior and endorsing it. The other is the acceptance of the individual, of the fact that we are all sinners and we are all able to be redeemed if we trust in Christ. That's the distinction. And what he is saying clearly by saying, come on in, let's have the church remove any opposition, let's bring you all in as our gay Christian brothers and sisters, that is where the problem comes. And see, as you said, Gary, that is no longer Christ-like behavior. That's not biblical, proper biblical response. That is unbiblical response. It is not what Christ did. He said, go and sin no more. He's accepting, but you can't walk. We can't stay a thief. We can't stay a coveter. We can't stay a murderer angry in our heart at other people. Neither can we stay an adulterer or a homosexual or anything else. That's just not what God condones. That's not the holy son of God. So this is the danger, and this is what people, if they walk away saying, well, Tony says we can now do it, I wouldn't worry about what Tony says. I would worry more about what God says.
Yeah, and the Bible says, as Paul wrote to the Corinthians, and such were some of you, talking about those who were homosexual. We're going to take one more call, but our time is really limited. We want to go to Johan in Norristown. I think it's Johan. Johan, your comments, a minute, please.
Do you want me to comment?
Yes,
now?
Go ahead, please. Okay. Go ahead, yes.
Mm-hmm. When God created Adam, Adam was very lonely. So God gave him a woman. He didn't give him another man. And I'm against homosexuality.
Well, Johan, that says it all. I mean, you know, that's right. And when he created them, he created them male and female, did he not? And
yes,
as
correct.
I've often said, that marriage is to be between a man and a woman, that is Adam and Eve, and not, as Jerry Falwell used to say, not for Adam and Steve. I think that your statement is an understatement, Joanne, and I'm sorry our time's limited, but thank you very much for your call. The American Pastors Network has put out a response to Tony Campolo. Sam, would you like to make a couple of comments on that before we have to leave the air today?
Well, yes, I can. Yeah, we sent out a statement from the American Pastors Network that has gone across the country, in which we say God's definition of marriage is unchanging. And we comment on some of the very things that we've talked about in this program today, and call attention back to the authority of God's word, and to say that is where we must go. God has not changed. Neither has the word of God changed. Neither has God's standards changed. Neither must we, under any pretense, justify why we think we can change it.
That's right. Dave, a final comment?
Well, Gary, Campolo's call for church is recognized.
Well, we can barely hear you, Dave, so we're going to have to cut you off there, Dave. Your call, your voice there is not clear. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for Christians to stand up, earnestly contend for the faith. We need to get out the truth. And that, of course, is what we do here on Stand in the Gap today. Pray for Tony Campolo that he'll get right with the Lord. And pray that pastors and Christians will stand firm upon the Word of God. Thank you for joining us today. On behalf of Dave Kistler and Sam Rohr, I'm Gary Dull, saying stand in the gap for faith and freedom. Keep looking up, because the best is yet to come. No doubt.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler, brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. We seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.AmericanPastorsNetwork.net and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission. Join us again tomorrow for Stand in the Gap Today.
A wise and frugal government, which shall restrain men from injuring one another, shall leave them otherwise free to regulate their own pursuits of industry and improvement, and shall not take from the mouth of labor the bread it has earned. This is the sum of good government, taken from Thomas Jefferson's first inaugural address, March 4, 1801.